The Seattle City Council has passed an ordinance to increase civilian oversight of the police department, but there are still a few hurdles to clear before the law can take effect. 88.5's Simone Alisea has been following this issue, and she's here in the studio now to talk about it. Simone, what exactly are residents getting out of this legislation?
So the big idea here is just to infuse the process of reviewing police misconduct and police practice with civilian oversight, more civilians in the Office of Professional Accountability, which looks at individual cases. It creates the Office of the Inspector General that's going to audit the police department and OPA. And the other thing is it makes permanent the Community Police Commission. That was a body that was intended to be temporary under Seattle's federal consent decree. Now it's permanent. It's larger. It can make recommendations. And they're the ones who've really been driving this process.
Well, you've mentioned the consent decree. If the city's police department is already being monitored by the federal government, why do they need to pass this law?
Well, one big part of this is the consent decree is temporary. It's not supposed to be around forever. So the city's trying to ensure that any progress they've made will stick and you know, wants to make sure that they'll be able to make changes on their own. The other thing about the consent decree is the changes we've seen over the past 5 years are mostly at the agency level. You know, you're seeing the police department change the way it does its work. This is law. It's codifying, you know, civilian oversight of those practices into law. So the big thing that we're talking about is civilians will have a guaranteed place at the table. And also, just one quick note, the federal judge overseeing the consent decree will actually have to sign off on this before it takes effect.
All right. Well, with all that being said, what are people saying about this ordinance?
For the most part, people see this as a big victory for police accountability. Where folks are worried, particularly those folks associated with the Community Police Commission, is making sure all of these offices are adequately funded. And the other thing they're worried about is, you know, what could change as a result of union negotiations?
That's what I'm saying. Is there some worry there?
Yeah. On some level, right, this law will affect day-to-day operations for police officers. You know, when we're talking about police accountability, we're often talking about discipline or termination. Those are labor issues. So people want there to be more community and civilian input on that front. The unions have been following this. You know, a representative from the Police Guild was there yesterday. He spoke during public testimony and he said he was ready to move forward, but cautioned that everyone should play by the rules here.
All right, Simone, thanks.
Thanks so much, Kirsten.
88.5 Simone Alisea reporting live this morning. This is 88.5 News.